just over a month ago, my beautiful mum, Judy, passed away. And I guess as the sort of, you know, final chapters of that process begin, yesterday I went to Karrakatta and I picked up her ashes. Peter, that's not on.
Sorry, couldn't help myself.
They are not the right ashes.
Well, every time I hear the word ashes, it's like the cricket.
You're lucky I love you. No, it's good. It's
Judy
good.
Would have laughed Judy, so hard at that
And you know
joke.
What? That's why I laugh at
Judy
it
Judy would have loved it.
Mum had a very, you know, what do they call that? Gallows humour in my family.
Yes.
We love to laugh about things like that. But I did go to Karrakatta to get Mum's ashes.
Do you know what you're going to do? I know when my grandma passed away, my auntie and uncle very kindly offered to the entire family, because we have a lot of grandchildren.
Yes.
She had a lot of grandchildren, a lot of family. If any of us would like to take parts of Mangar, so we could all have sections of the ashes if we wanted. I was like, okay, cool, why not? We all sort of got a little bit. My sister said, no, I can't bear it, because my auntie had distributed Mangar in like Chinese takeaway containers.
Oh, no.
And it kind of was one of these things where you're like, you're afraid to open the lid, because, you know, when you open a Chinese takeaway tent, when it's got Chinese takeaway in it, I'm afraid to open it, because I'm like, this is going to go all over the floor.
Absolutely, unless you've got that glad wrap between the lid and the...
Click as you pull the lid off and desperately hope that grandma doesn't just fly around the room.
I mean, obviously there's my brother and I, and I think we will halve them.
Yes.
And Mum had this cool thing that one of the family had painted for her, which was a plaque above her door which had Jude's joint.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to find, at one point when I one day own something, I'll plant a tree and put her under the tree and put the plaque on the tree or something.
Yeah, nice.
That's my idea anyway, but I'm prepared to get creative.
I think that's lovely.
Have you ever, I mean, you're Italian, you're all in mausoleums, aren't you?
Yeah, mate, yeah. We're 6 foot underground.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't roast.
Some of the best real estate in Perth.
Which is a shame with all that beautiful barbecue spicy rub you've got these days.
Oh dear, you've
that's
done,
how I'm going to go.
That's
I'm going to be in a spicy rub container one day.
Well, they've got all that bloody seafood rub that they can't get rid of. Bridget's in Merriwa. Good morning, Bridget. What did you do with your mum?
Yeah, no, I got Mum's ashes put into a tattoo.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. How? Do tell.
Well, they just mix her ashes in the ink, and I got her birth flower tattooed on my arm.
Wow.
That's a gorgeous idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so she's always with me.
Oh, what would you get, Matt? Like that. I'd get Mum's face across my chest so that my wife can look at it every time.
She's going to love that. How romantic. Oh, but that's a lovely idea. Thank you, Bridget.
Oh, God.
Jeez. I think we've lost it.
Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell us about your friend who lost his parents.
So my friend lost their parents when they were quite young. I know this friend from primary school, and he was raised by his grandparents.
Mm.
He got married not that long ago, and both of his grandparents unfortunately passed away a few months before the wedding.
Yep.
And he had their ashes made into cufflinks.
Oh,
that's
lovely
beautiful.
To wear for the wedding.
Yeah.
And other times too. That's lovely.
Yeah, you do hear, because I think you can get them put into diamonds and you can get them put into jewellery.
Like a pendant around your neck or something. Yep,
that's
I've
nice
heard
idea.
That. It is. Let's go to Kelmscott. Kevin, good morning. What did you do with the ashes?
So it was a sort of dear friend of the family, and he, all his life, he loved being out on boats and all the rest of it. So there was about 12 of us. So we chartered a little boat. So we're out at sea, all preparing. It was all done with sort of military precision. Just when the lady... She opened the, whatever it was, the box thing. She went to throw it out to sea, and it all basically took the ashes and threw it all back in our faces. Basically, there was silence as we all ingested it. Then some heavy coughing, like you just swallowed an ashtray.
Yes.
And then just floods of laughter.
Oh,
good. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's all you can do, you know, for everyone, in case anyone was offended by our laughter during this entire chat. I guess, you know, that's how you get through a bit of humour.
Oh, you've got to laugh at life.
You do.
It's so bloody cruel sometimes.
Yeah.
So I know that if I could, you know, my mum left Blackpool when she was 8 years old, and through circumstance, she never was able to go back to England.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, although I would like to keep some of them, it would be lovely to go to Blackpool Pleasure Beach and let some loose there.
Yeah.
And maybe one day I'll do that. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Now, guys, my millennial generation has been picked on lately by the younger Gen Z because we have telltale signs of our age that apparently we need to let go of.
Okay.
Now, these signs include wearing skinny jeans and wearing our hair in a side part.
I like skinny jeans. And my side part, I use this emoji. And I like the heart. So you think we're old. Well, I ain't having that. We give you Wi-Fi and we can take it back. Look. Remember last year you wore mom jeans and now you're out here.
Yes, so, you do. The young kids now are wearing what we used to call mum jeans.
Okay.
So now they're basically in grandma jeans as far as I'm concerned. But I live in skinny jeans. I have a side part. I do it all the time. I'm probably never going to change.
Mm.
Right? It's just the way I roll. And I'm okay with it because it's been hilarious. There's been all these memes and videos and stuff on TikTok and everywhere that are actually really funny and I enjoy the back and forth. But I've been attacked by my own generation because I sent a text to a friend yesterday. And I'm too lazy to use the emoji because lately what came out was if you use the crying laughter emoji,
right,
you're also too old, right? Oh, you're overusing it.
I can't.
So, yeah, but who's saying that? Are those youngins saying that yet again?
You've got to back off on the crying laughter emoji. But I took it to the next level because I'm too lazy to even find the emoji button. So I sent my friend a smiley text literally using the colon and the end bracket, like the old...
I mean, can you all just back off, and I include my beautiful wife in this, all back off from the emojis.
From any emoji.
I hate emojis.
Any emoticon.
Oh, really?
Oh God. I mean, you know, use punctuation and grammar.
You know how it came about,
to get your message
though,
across.
I still like an emoji because otherwise some text can be misinterpreted. So if you send the intention with a wink or a smile or whatever, it's not misread
or an exclamation mark.
A nasty email,
sure,
or as being a bit blunt.
Sure.
Can I just apologise to you then, Maddie? Because yesterday Matt sent me a text. He was having lunch. Who are you having lunch with again?
With my father-in-law.
And sent me a cheeky little video, and I responded with a text message that included 3 laughing crying emojis.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's
I feel
not...
attacked.
No,
I'm so sorry.
I was happy that it gave you so much pleasure. It just didn't give me the same amount of pleasure.
We own it. I don't care what you say. I'm going to use whatever emoji I like, and I look amazing in skinny jeans.
Hey, you get to middle age, if you can still wear skinny jeans, you wear them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw the images of this. It was the flight from Denver to Honolulu, United Airlines Boeing 777, that had a pretty catastrophic fault with one of its engines. And the engine fan blade fractured when it had taken off out of Denver, and it set off an explosion and ripped the engine covers of the plane away.
Mm.
But all of the debris falling from the plane, of course, fell to the ground to all the neighbouring areas. These are the 911 calls from the affected neighbourhoods.
121, this is going to be an airliner that looks like it exploded. There are parts everywhere. It is literally falling all over the city.
Yes, a piece of it just landed right in front of me. Yeah, it almost landed on my head.
I mean, these pieces of debris, you know, we know planes are big, but when you see them in your yard, my goodness, some of the parts were like the size of people's houses.
Yeah.
It was absolutely devastating, and they were just going everywhere, and we thought we'd throw it out there. Have you ever had something fall from the sky? Wherever you were?
Yeah.
Jake in Rockingham, what fell out of the sky?
I was walking down the dog beach down there, and they, parachute fell from the sky.
With no one attached.
No one attached to it. But
oh, that's unnerving.
So just the backpack part of it, or was it unraveled?
The actual chute.
Oh,
wow.
God. Where the person was.
Yeah, did you look? I mean, when you looked up, were there other people skydiving? Was somebody falling out of the sky? Like, what happened?
There was about 6 of them. Coming down, and one of them had to have their spare one put out. It landed about 10 metres behind me.
Gee whiz, mate. Could you imagine just like being up there, not being Jake, but being up there and going, like, I've lost my chute.
Yes, I can.
And that's why I don't skydive.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Jason in Naranda. G'day, mate. What fell from the sky?
I was walking between Perth train station and the museum, coming back from the State Library. And a bicycle bounced a good 4 metres in front of me from nowhere.
A bicycle?
Yeah.
Came from the sky?
Yeah. So you know where the crosswalk, crosswalk is?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it more than likely came from there, but it literally, I was walking and there's this thing, this bicycle just bounced in front of me, holding the tires and went left.
It's so weird. Like, it's such a weird situation.
So random.
Joanne in Queens Rocks, what fell from the sky?
It was frogs in Cancun in Mexico.
Yes, I've seen that. Yes, I read about that. What was that like?
We were walking down the sidewalk and the next minute it was a little bit rainy, you know, just a little bit spitty kind of thing. And the next minute there was frogs everywhere jumping around. It was terrifying, on your head, on your body. We were everywhere.
How weird.
Oh, God.
Why do they fall? Is that a thing that happens in Mexico?
It is a thing
Mexico,
that happens quite a lot, yeah. Oh. Now, Julian, I remember this myself. I was a young lad when we knew that Skylab was going to drop out of the sky. Julian, g'day, mate.
G'day, lad. How are you?
Good. What, tell us about that memory.
Well, a few years ago, I know, we were just inside the house, and then we knew the Skylab was coming down, and they didn't know where it was going to land. Then all of a sudden, there was just like this flash went over, and then all the bloody charcoal bits fell out of the sky and landing on the roof of the house.
And where were you living at that point?
That was about 30 km east of Esperance, a place called Condingup.
Yeah, right.
I'm not across Skylab.
Oh,
what is that? Is that a space station?
It was. It was the orbit was degrading, and we knew it was going to land somewhere. We were in the potential land zone.
Oh, right.
And as you said, most of it ended up in the real outback towards Esperance, etc.
Lucky.
But it was full on at the time. Pete, Matt and Kimber. As you know, I have a Dalmatian called Florence who's 2 years old, and I'm taking her on a little outing this afternoon. I don't think she'll want to go. Yes, it's time for her injections, I've been told. And with the amount of pet insurance I'm paying, I'm going to take any opportunity to get something back. But I'm nervous. I'm more nervous than she is because I know... You know how I got judged by the cleaner?
Mm. Yes.
Well, we get judged about Florence being a bit overweight.
And how overweight is she, Matt?
Well, we don't think she looks overweight.
Well, I was going to say, is this like a body mass index kind of thing? You know when you see people and the BMI says that you're overweight, but you actually just look like a normally healthy person? Because to me, Flo looks normal, healthy, looks like a good size.
Well, she is big for a Dalmatian, there's no doubt about it, but she's got a chest on her like she could bench press 150 kilo.
Okay, well, the average weight of a Dalmatian, I'm just trying to look that up, sort of...
Female?
Well, oh, okay, well, female, hang on, let me get more specific, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, I mean, not that I see gender, but no, I'm just saying she
I'll
is a female.
I'll look into it, you carry on.
So I'm worried that, you know, I'm going to get... judged for that, and also because I haven't had I bought the implement to cut her nails, but I haven't been able to do it.
And she's two.
She's two, yes.
Has she ever had them done?
No.
But what do you mean
no,
you
someone
haven't...
did them once, I think, when she was a puppy.
What do you mean you haven't been able to do it?
Well, I grab her paw and she's big and she's boisterous and she starts pulling and moving and I'm just worried I'm going to hurt her.
Mm.
But I also feel like I should have manned up by now and cut her bloody nails.
Oh, no, I think that's reasonable. It's hard to cut dog's nails because, of course, if you do stuff it up and you get the quip, then you end up making them bleed.
Or
and that's really, you've got to be cautious.
Yes, the only time she did get them done, we were at a festival at Hyde Park and someone offered that service and they did it and cut her, or made her bleed.
I don't think you need to worry about the toenail clippings.
I need to worry about the weight.
Okay, how much does she weigh?
We reckon she's about 42 kilo.
Okay,
40, maybe a bit
because
more.
The average Dalmatian, male or female, should be somewhere between 20 to 27 kilos.
Oh.
What?
That can't be right.
I mean,
that's what they're saying. I'm looking it up online. I mean, hey, maybe that's not legit. But they're saying that the average is somewhere between 20 to 27 kilos.
Oh, my God, we're bad parents.
Congratulations, mate. You are the only person in the world who got the Dalmatian that ate Cruella de Vil.
Oh, God.
Well
done. We're going to have to get her on The Biggest Loser.